Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Our Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Universal A Guide to the Cosmos by Brian Cox is a visually driven, big picture tour of modern astronomy and cosmology, designed to help general readers make sense of what scientists currently know about the universe. Building from familiar sights in the night sky to the deepest questions about space and time, the book frames the cosmos as a connected story rather than a catalog of facts. Known for explaining complex physics with clarity, emphasizes observation and evidence, showing how telescopes, spacecraft, and mathematics reveal the nature of planets, stars, galaxies, and the large-scale structure of space. The guide-like approach makes it approachable for newcomers while still offering substantial detail for curious readers who want a coherent overview. Across its themes, the book highlights the awe of discovery alongside the methods that make discovery reliable, turning abstract ideas such as relativity, black holes, and cosmic evolution into concepts a motivated non-specialist can grasp. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, finding our place, from Earth to the observable universe. A central aim of the book is to orient the reader, starting with where we live and expanding outward in a disciplined way. It connects the everyday experience of skywatching to the physical layout of the solar system, the Milky Way, and the broader cosmic web. This scaling up process matters because many common misconceptions in astronomy come from mixing scales, treating planets, stars, and galaxies as if they behave similarly. By carefully separating what dominates at different distances and sizes, the book helps readers understand why gravity rules the architecture of the cosmos, while other forces dominate inside atoms and stars. It also emphasizes how astronomers measure distances, ages, and motions using indirect but powerful techniques, such as parallax, standard candles, and redshift. The topic becomes an introduction to how astronomy is done, not merely what is known. Readers come away with a clearer mental map of cosmic structure and a better sense of what the observable universe means, including the limits imposed by the finite speed of light and the universe's history. Secondly, light as evidence, how we learn about distant worlds. Because we cannot travel to most places we study, the book treats light as the primary messenger of cosmic information. It explains how different wavelengths, from radio to gamma rays, reveal different physical processes and environments, and why modern astronomy is multi-wavelength by necessity. Spectra become a key idea, showing how scientists infer chemical composition, temperature, motion, and magnetic effects from patterns in light. This topic also highlights the role of instruments and observation strategies, including how Earth's atmosphere both protects and limits us, and why some telescopes must be placed in space. The reader is guided to see astronomy as an evidence-based detective story. Planets are found by tiny wobbles and subtle dimmings. Stars are classified by their spectral fingerprints. And galaxies are characterized by their brightness, colors, and rotation. Importantly, the book frames uncertainty and measurement limits as strengths rather than weaknesses, because they are part of what makes scientific conclusions testable. The result is a practical understanding of why we trust astronomical knowledge, even when it is built from faint signals gathered across immense distances. Thirdly, stars, elements, and the engines of cosmic chemistry. The book uses the life cycles of stars to connect physics with the origin of the material world. It outlines how gravity compresses gas to ignite nuclear fusion, and how the balance between inward gravity and outward pressure shapes a star's stability and evolution. Readers are introduced to the idea that different stellar masses follow different paths, leading to red giants, white dwarfs, neutron stars, and, for the most massive stars, supernova explosions and black holes. Beyond the drama, the deeper point is chemical stars manufacture elements, and violent stellar deaths distribute those elements into space, enriching future generations of stars and planets. This links cosmic history to terrestrial reality, explaining why atoms essential for rocks, oceans, and life are forged through stellar processes. The topic also clarifies timescales, showing that stellar evolution can span millions to billions of years, and that what appears static in the night sky is actually dynamic on humanly inaccessible timescales. By presenting stars as both physical laboratories and cosmic factories, the book offers a cohesive explanation of how complexity emerges from simple beginnings. Fourthly, extreme gravity relativity, black holes, and space-time. To explain the universe accurately, the book introduces the reader to the modern view of gravity as the geometry of space-time. Rather than presenting relativity as abstract math, it emphasizes the physical consequences we can observe, from the bending of light by massive objects to the way time and distance behave near strong gravitational fields. This topic naturally leads to black holes as a prediction and a reality, describing how they form, what an event horizon represents, and why black holes are not simply cosmic vacuum cleaners. It also places black holes in their broader astronomical context, including their influence in stellar systems and in the centers of galaxies. the reader is encouraged to see extreme objects not as exceptions but as crucial tests of physical theories, where the universe exposes the limits and successes of our models. The theme also underscores the interplay between observation and theory, showing how gravitational effects can be inferred even when objects emit little or no light. Overall, the topic builds intuition for why space-time is an active participant in cosmic evolution rather than a passive stage. Lastly, cosmic history, the Big Bang, expansion, and the large-scale universe. The book frames cosmology as the study of the universe's origin, structure, and fate, with expansion as the central organizing idea. It explains how evidence such as galaxy redshifts and the cosmic microwave background supports a hot, dense early universe, and how the universe's expansion stretches space itself. The topic explores how small early fluctuations can grow into galaxies and clusters, leading to the web-like pattern seen in surveys of the cosmos. It also addresses the major unknowns that shape current research, including dark matter and dark energy, emphasizing that these terms represent measured effects and consistent evidence rather than mere speculation. Readers learn why the universe looks different at different distances, because looking far away is also looking back in time. This time, depth perspective turns the night sky into a historical record, where the most distant light carries information from earlier epochs. By weaving together observation, modeling, and open questions, the book presents cosmology as a living science, providing a stable foundation of what is well supported while making clear where the frontier remains. In conclusion, this book is best for curious general readers, students, and science-minded adults who want a coherent overview of astronomy and cosmology without needing advanced mathematics. If you have watched documentaries, visited a planetarium, or followed space news, but still feel the universe is a set of disconnected facts, the guide format helps you build an integrated picture. The practical benefit is not only knowledge of planets, stars, and galaxies, but a stronger understanding of scientific reasoning, how evidence is gathered, how models are tested, and how big conclusions rest on careful measurement. That mindset can improve decision-making and critical thinking far beyond science, because it trains you to separate compelling stories from supported explanations. Compared with many popular space books that focus on a single theme or rely heavily on personality, Universal aims for breadth, structure, and a clear map of the field, making it a useful reference you can return to. Its combination of accessible explanations and modern context makes it worth buying for readers who want both wonder and a reliable framework for understanding the cosmos. If you would like to support Brian Cox, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.